the palm trees sway. There's a special show to brighten up your day. From rockin' festivals to Broadway dreams, tune in with Bonnie G. It's a desert scene. The desert scene with Bonnie G. Meet the stars and feel the beat. From the Coachella Valley is the place to be for all the culture, fun, and harmony. The desert scene, yeah, with Bonnie G.
From Palm Springs, California, this is The Desert Scene, celebrating the arts, entertainment, and culture of the Coachella Valley and Desert Cities. Presented by the Mutual Broadcasting System, The Desert Scene spotlights local theater, music, comedy, festivals, and more. Now, here's your host, Bonnie G.
Welcome to The Desert Scene. So happy to have you here today. And I'm really, really excited to have my good friend Siobhan Velarde as our guest. We are doing a show on Sunday, January 25th at Revolution called They Had It Coming with Kim Schroeder Long. And really happy to have you here today.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having
Yay.
Me.
Yay! So before we get into the show, we will. I'm going to talk a little bit about your career.
Oh.
I can't remember the first time I met you. I'm trying to go back and think, and I can't remember that.
Honestly, I can't either. Yeah. I don't know when the first time was.
But you've been performing here in the desert since like 2001,
yes.
Something like that?
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about your first forays here in the Palm Springs area.
My first thing, I had a friend that moved out here. I knew from the high desert, Victorville, Apple Valley area, and he moved out here and said, you've got to come down. They have an open mic at Toucans. You have to do it. You have to do it. After a year of me saying no, because I worked for a doctor, I finally said, sure, I'll come down and do it. And I sang three songs, and Tommy Rose was the host. And Tommy said, I want her. And they hired me on the spot. And
Yay.
Then I was there every week, and Diva Denise Carter was starting at the same time. So we worked at Toucans for some time, and then it just sort of branched out, and I just got really lucky. Yeah.
And what's your style? For people who haven't seen you and heard you, what's your style, would you say?
I'm sort of all over the place. It's a little eclectic, but I would say I excel more in like blues and blues rock. I do love the cheeky show tunes here and there. I only know like a handful of show tunes, but I like the cheeky stuff. But I do love blues, blues rock. I do a lot of pop, stuff like that.
And cheeky is kind of a euphemism. Siobhan, you kind of get down and dirty from time
to
time.
If that's what the show requires, absolutely, yes. So it depends on if the show requires that, then yeah. I mean, at my core, I'm an actress. So if that is the part, I'm going to play it.
So after Toucans, where'd you go from there?
After there, I think I called my friend Luigi, and he had a bar called, Ground Zero, which I thought was extremely unfortunate, because it was right after 9/11.
Yeah.
And, but I called him and said, I think you need a happy hour. And he said, no, I don't think I do, but I talked him into it. And he hired me, and then I kind of stumbled into Blame It on Midnight, and all of these places I was at for at least 5 years, and it was Azul, PS Underground. I've been at Street Bar off and on for 24 years. I'm actually there tomorrow night as well, so yeah.
And you were at Runway, and you ran the entertainment there.
Yes, I did, yeah. We started a whole venue there, and it was a lot of fun, and then I was the GM there for a bit, and we had a really good time doing that. And I love being the person that likes to, I love bringing in all of my friends. Mm-hmm. I like knowing, you know, who are my talented people that I want around me, and to build their strengths and build people up. I love doing that.
Yeah.
I want that community. I mean, theater is a big background for me, but acting is really what's at my core. And when you can see the full picture and see who balances it out, it's like a painting. Mm-hmm. It comes together and it's beautiful. So I'm all about teamwork.
So now you're at the Velvet Rope on Fridays.
Yes.
People should check her out. She's fabulous.
It's such a great room.
So let's talk about the show. They had it coming. You and I have been talking about this for literally for years.
Years.
Putting this together.
Yes.
And through a series of events, we got Kim Schroeder Long as our third, because we wanted three. So I'll let you tell folks about the show.
Okay, so it started more as like a revenge show, sort of the men that kind of did us wrong. And then it sort of evolved into the people that did us wrong. And there might be a few surprises in the show that, you know, take, but it's not necessarily about being a victim. It's not necessarily about constantly people doing you wrong, but it's also about being victorious and how we handle it and being a phoenix. You know, you rise from it, how you grow. And I think it's a little empowering.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really love the direction that we took it in.
Yeah. I think it's moved in that direction. So at the end, it's what was the lesson you learned?
Yes.
Empowered. We survived all of it.
Yeah. How do we grow?
And we're still here. Yeah. So Kim Shorter Long. So we each come in with our sort of our different styles. And so tell, what are you bringing to the table?
I bring a little more of the contemporary music, a little more blues. You'll get some heartful stuff from me. What I'm excited about this show is these are all songs that I have not done in my regular lineup. Mm-hmm. And so people that come to see me every Friday or, you know, even once a month when I'm at Street Bar, you haven't heard these songs yet. So that is exciting for me. And I like that. I'm a little nervous about it. But I think you're going to see some vulnerability that you don't always see.
And we have Alex Danson on piano.
Yes, he's knocking it out of the park.
So some songs will be with piano, some with tracks.
Yes.
And Doug Graham, who's fabulous, has choreographed our opening number, which is very exciting. Tell people about, what's on your bucket list for performing?
Oh my goodness, what a good question. Well, I mean, we were speaking before this, and I would love to do theater. I really would. I would love to go and do that. I mean, I would love to play Velma or Roxy in Chicago. Either one would be phenomenal. I mean, that's sort of a dream. I think I'm aging out. Maybe not in
Pop. We'll do the senior version.
Maybe not in Pop. Yeah, we'll do the senior version. But it's, I think I really, even though I'd love to play these parts and love to do this, I can't necessarily afford to lose the work. I make decent, you know, that's how I make my living. But I also would love to go back into directing. Mm-hmm. I am writing a show right now that is a little out of the box. And I hope when it comes together and I've got some really great and talented people that are helping me out, I'm hoping that I can bring it here to the desert and debut it here. And it's will be done in a theater, and when it's maybe next season, I think I'll be ready.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. So are you? You're going to be directing that also?
That I'm in it.
Okay.
I'm the focus of it, and there are these other characters, but it's a little. I can't really say it's not really an autobiography, but there is something about it that kind of tells my story, but in a very dark, humorous type of way, but at the same time it shows, because on top of performing, singing, I love to cook, and I have a little catering business, I do a pop-up soup business, but it sort of kind of ties all of that together. It's sort of like all of the different things that are going on in my head at once. It might be a little scary.
That was the word that just popped in my head.
It might be a little scary. Yeah. A little dark humor, scary. Yeah.
Excellent. All right, the show is called They Had It Coming, Revolution Stage Company, Sunday, January 25th, 7 p.m. Siobhan, myself, Kim Shorter Long.
She's amazing, by the way. We have to talk about.
She is. She's amazing.
Incredible talent.
Alex Danson on piano. Get your tickets. I'm really excited to be working with you
too.
Again. We did a show back at Runway. We did a duet show, which was really fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Go check Siobhan at the Velvet Rope every Friday, 7 to 9?
Yes.
Yes. And come see They Had It Coming. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Appreciate it. All right, if you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. And you can subscribe for free wherever you get your podcasts. You can hit the like and subscribe button. And we'll see you next time on The Desert Scene.
The Desert Scene with Bonnie G. Meet the stars and feel the beat. From the Coachella Valley, it's the place to be. For all the culture, fun, and harmony. The Desert Scene, with Bonnie G. The Desert Scene's where you belong, with Mutual Broadcasting's Bonnie G. Just sing along. Just sing along.